Let's go back to Northern Ireland, where politicians were united in grief yesterday at the funeral of Laoghaire McKee. And this morning, here's Arlene Foster, the DUP leader on Morning Ireland, talking about her reaction to Laoghaire's death and the way forward in cross-party talks.
I'm offering a balanced way forward. What we had in February of last year was not a balanced way forward. And I think if you want to have the unionist population of Northern Ireland subscribing to an assembly and subscribing to what's going on at Stormont, then you have to have an agreement that not only works for Sinn Féin and nationalism, but one that works for unionism as well. And I think that's very important.
And later this morning, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald spoke on Today with Miriam O'Callaghan.
In February, 12 months ago, there was a compromise and there was an accommodation on the table. And we had landed on what I believed and believe to this day was a fair and balanced accommodation. And unfortunately, and I say this not out of rancour but with deep regret, unfortunately the DUP walked away from that. So your suggestion that Sinn Féin haven't engaged and that we haven't been constructive is just inaccurate.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald speaking to Miriam O'Callaghan this morning. Joining us from Belfast now, the journalist and author Brian Rowan. Brian Rowan, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Áine.
You're someone who's covered many decades of the Troubles. You were there when the IRA passed over news of their ceasefire and you helped break that news to the world. Yesterday, you saw the North's parties united in grief at Laoghaire McKee's funeral, but sounds of dissent emerging today.
I don't see any immediate prospect of a restoration of the executive, and I think a lot of that, Áine, has to do with what happened last February, when people thought we were at the point of a draft agreement, only for a couple of days later the negotiations to collapse, the draft agreement being denied at that stage. And so I think this idea that an executive would be restored and they would try to deal with unfinished business in a parallel process, that simply won't work because there is no trust. And I also think that last February, it wasn't, as it's been described this morning, a 5-0 win for Sinn Féin. It was a political compromise. And within that compromise, Sinn Féin would have had a lot of selling to do within its community. So I think also, Áine, and I've written about this in the last couple of days, I don't think the executive is our number one priority at this stage. I think an initiative within the nationalist community that speaks directly to those behind this dissident Republican threat and also trying to achieve some legacy process that is not some parade of shame are higher priorities than a Stormont executive at this time.
Yes, and indeed, you tweeted that to Colm Eastwood after he made that initial call for the resumption of all-party talks about legacy. To people who aren't familiar and with the ins and outs of the Troubles, explain why you believe legacy is such an important issue and how it's not being addressed and why it needs to be.
Well, just last Thursday evening, along with Derek Henderson, who was the Press Association Ireland editor, he co-edited a book with Ivan Little, another journalist colleague, reporting the Troubles. And we were speaking at an event last Thursday, just hours before Laoghaire McKee was killed. And I said in that conversation that we of the conflict generation are shoveling our experience on top of those who come behind us. And I warned and said that if we're not careful, we'll bury ourselves and them in the conflict years. And what I meant by that, Áine, is that we've had this 10 years plus discussion, negotiation, consultation around a legacy process, what to do in terms of addressing the answers or addressing the questions that relate to the past. We still haven't got a process in place. The process that has been discussed at the moment would have historical investigations. It would have a process that is called information recovery. Some might call it truth recovery. There would be an archive where people could tell their stories. But I think what some in politics are trying to create is a parade of shame so long as they don't have to walk in it. And I think the priority of legacy, of a legacy process, should not be a reinvestigation of 20 or 30 years of conflict, but should have as its priority the purpose that never again do we repeat the conflict years. I think we need an information process that tries as best it can to provide answers to people who have questions. I think we need a practical help process. I think we need something that is not an archive, but is storytelling that is part of some memorial and remembrance. But if we have an investigative process which sends people to court, which potentially sends people to jail, I think there's a huge contradiction in that, Anya, because we released prisoners as part of a peace process. Are we going to send people to jail as part of a past process? For me, that is not dealing with the past.
Brian Roan, journalist and author, thank you very much indeed for joining us from BBC Belfast.